CTV18.com Market Buzz Podcast, brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hi guys, good morning. Welcome to the CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast. I'm your host, Reema Tendulkar. Counting down to the year end, just 2 days to go, and things have become very quiet on the trading front globally. So US markets, the Dow was just up 0.1%, the Nasdaq slipped about 0.1%, so very flat. In fact, that was the day's action even in Indian markets yesterday. Though towards the end, the Nifty Bank had a late sell-off. This morning, the SGX Nifty is suggesting a flattish start, but we've got the December futures and options expiry, so that could add to its own volatility. Continue to keep your eye on pharmaceutical names. Yesterday, the Nifty Pharma Index was up 1.7%, the clear outperformer, and COVID cases in India continue to rise at a very rapid pace. In fact, they've doubled in less than 2 days, with the overall daily count crossing the 13,000 mark. In Maharashtra itself, the case count is at 3,900. In Mumbai, the COVID cases stand at 2,510 versus less than 1,400 the day prior. In Delhi as well, cases have inched up. So that continues to be a big worry. And even globally, US, Denmark, Switzerland are all reporting record daily infections every single day. From the flows front, the FI has sold 975 crore in cash. The DI has bought 1,007 crore in the cash market. Let me quickly run you through some stocks. Indigo will be holding an extraordinary general meeting today, EGM, which was to amend the Articles of Association to remove restrictions on the promoter share transfer. If you remember, the two promoters were feuding. So this will remove the restriction on promoter share transfer. There was an amendment to remove conditions like right of first refusal and tag-along rights. So this is going to be a very crucial EGM that the street will be tracking today. Keep your eye out on IRB Infrastructure because they've completed the fundraise of 5,347 crore through an equity issuance at 211.8 rupees per share. But this board approval had come in October. So it's known, it's just that the fundraise got completed. Continue to keep your eye out on the unlocked trades, the hotels, the airline companies, the cinema exhibitors, because they will be under pressure as people get more scared of stepping out and mobility will come to an end. But on the flip side, pharmaceutical will continue to be on the radar and EGM will have a big crucial day. With that, I'm going to sign off. Have a good trading session. This podcast was brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange.